anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you find yourself having a blessed day. Did you know that air fresheners emit over 100 different chemicals, including the volatile organic compounds like terpenes such as limonene, alpha-pinene, and beta-pinene? You have terpenoids such as linalool, alpha-terpenol, and then there is the ethanol, formaldehyde, benzene, toluene, and xylene. And semi-volatile organic compounds such as phthalates. Now, phthalates are commonly used in fragrances such as air fresheners because they make the fragrances last longer, but they are linked to male reproductive system birth defects and hormone disruption. And the synthetic musk, they're linked to allergies and hormone disruption as well. There was a University of Washington study that found 8 unnamed widely used U.S. air fresheners released an average of 18 chemicals into the air. On average, 1 in 5 of these chemicals were hazardous substances highlighted in federal and sub-state pollution standards. Fully half the air fresheners tested released acetaldehyde, a likely human carcinogen, according to the EPA. When the Environmental Working Group, or EWG, conducted more sensitive testing of the air freshener Febreze Aerifex as part of a 2009 study of cleaning supplies used in California schools, they detected a total of 89 airborne contaminants, including acetaldehyde. California enacted the Article 5 Clean and Healthy Schools Act to provide the benefits of cleaner indoor air in schools, which have been shown to reduce the incidence of asthma, allergies, and absenteeism in pupils, as well as an increase in teacher retention rates and reduced workers' compensation claims. The EWG has a site, www.ewg.org, and it's easy and free to use. Once on the site, go to the search bar and type in air fresheners. Many articles like the one I am discussing will pop up. You can also find specific products and brands on their Skin Deep page. It will give you all the information on what ingredients are in it, and what level of toxicity they have, or if they are completely safe. You can add their app to your phone and use it while you're shopping. There are no green certification standards for air fresheners. Natural or homemade air fresheners scented with essential oils are not guaranteed free of potentially harmful chemicals. Essential oils are a complex combination of highly concentrated, naturally derived chemicals. Though they are found in a natural world, they are rarely found concentrated. Few natural chemicals in essential oils and other plant-based ingredients have been tested for safety. Some can trigger allergies in sensitive individuals. While I do use the EWG site regularly, I realize they can't protect me from everything. For example, When companies add fragrance to their product, whether it's a perfume, an air freshener, soap, shampoo, whatever it is, they have what's called proprietary blend. Now, proprietary blend is a list of ingredients that they use to create their scent. They don't have to list those ingredients. And the reason for that is to keep other companies from copying their blend. Well, they don't have to share their blend because then other companies would want to make that same scent. Companies like to have their own scent. So that way, if you like that exact scent, you will go to them and not someone else. While that is understandable, the problem is if there is something that could be in that blend that's toxic, they don't have to list it. And therefore, you could be using something that you think is completely safe because the other ingredients are safe, but you don't know what's in the fragrance part. And so you could be using something you don't know that you're using. So please do your homework. There are no green certification standards for air fresheners. Natural or homemade air fresheners scented with essential oils aren't guaranteed free of potentially harmful chemicals. Essential oils are a complex combination of highly concentrated, naturally derived chemicals. Though they are found in a natural world, they are rarely so concentrated. Few natural chemicals in essential oils and other plant-based ingredients have been tested for safety, and some can trigger allergies in sensitive individuals. So what I want to clarify is if you want to work with essential oils, again, you need to do your homework. There are so many companies out there right now that it's hard to know what's the best. So the only way to find that out is find the brands that you're interested in. Once you do that, go to their site and look up the testing on each specific oil. Lavender will be tested, peppermint oil. All the oils will have individual tests. That's how you're going to know if it's pure. They're going to give you all the results of each one that you ask for. If it's not on a site, you can call or write and ask them for it. If for any reason they tell you they cannot do it, even if it sounds like a legitimate reason why they can't do it, skip them and go to another company. There's no reason why they can't give you the testing of their oils. The only reason they would not want to give it to you is because it isn't pure. And they know that you're not going to buy it if it's not pure, if you're asking for the test results. So if they don't have it, if they don't want to give it to you, don't buy it. Go somewhere else. Also, when using essential oils, one thing that I learned is you don't need to use just one brand. There's a lot of good brands out there. And the reason that I say that is, say, the peppermint oil of brand A works really well for me, and I like it. So I want to try brand B, and I go to brand B, and it's also pure, but for some reason, that peppermint oil doesn't work as well. So I'm going to want to go to brand A. Now, that doesn't mean that I want to never use brand B essential oil that might be lavender or Lang Lang or whatever. They have good oils, too. It's just that that particular one didn't work for me. So you can also go to different stores that sell them, and they'll have testers out. You can just smell them and see what works for you. If you look in my apothecary, you'll see several different brands, but they're all top brands, and they all work well for me. May not work so well for you. You might not like brand A peppermint. You might use B, and I'm in reverse, but we both have good brands. So just remember to do that too. Give it a smell test, see how it works for you. Also, make sure to dilute them with water or vodka and be sure the scent you are using is one that you have used before and it won't have a negative effect. Even pure essential oils can affect people differently. Instead of using air fresheners, open a window, run a fan, get rid of the real source of the smell. A box of baking soda is a safe way to reduce odors. A HEPA filter can safely remove some odors and allergens as well. It just doesn't make sense to pollute our inside air. It's easier, cheaper, and healthier to just say no to completely unnecessary products. If you're interested in learning more about your products, trying essential oils to create your own air mist, or more about anything else we discussed today, you can find it all in the links below. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.